first and foremost, the Speaker made a decision that she wanted to have all of the electricity that we use in the House of Representatives to come from renewable sources.
Dan Beard is the chief operating officer for the House of Representatives. Except for security issues and House floor operations, he is the one responsible for making things happen. He reports directly to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who decided in 2007 that the Capitol had to go green.
It took us more than a year to work with the architect of the Capitol and the General Services Administration. But we were able to secure contracts for electricity from wind energy projects, and we purchased what are called RECs, R-E-C, which is a certification that electricity comes from a wind project.
RECs are renewable energy certificates. Now, the idea is that if you want to become carbon neutral, you can offset your pollution by purchasing a REC supporting renewable energy somewhere else. This is controversial. There are several certification organizations that keep track of RECs to make sure they're counted accurately, but there's no national standard. So instead of relying too heavily on RECs, Beard says they're finding more ways to reduce their energy use.
We switched from coal to natural gas in the power plant, which provides our heating and cooling here on Capitol Hill. So those two things alone had the effect of reducing our carbon footprint by more than 70%.
And they've already installed more than 30,000 compact fluorescent light bulbs in all of the lamps in all of the offices in the House of Representatives.
Those light bulbs pay for themselves after the fifth month. So in the sixth month, I'm making money. And it was difficult to get people to make the change. You know, they do take a little bit longer to become bright. But the reality is that it would be irresponsible of me as somebody spending the taxpayers' money. It would be irresponsible not to make that investment. And it does cost a little bit more. They are more expensive. So I had to come up with approximately $100,000 to initiate the program. But I made that back after 6 months. We've reduced our electricity consumption by more than 5% each year for the past 2 years.
And instead of artificial light, House members might soon come to rely more on natural light.
We have changed the way that we do curtains, thinner curtains. We're now installing swags instead of curtains, so we don't have curtains covering 60% of a window. And then we've gotten rid of Venetian blinds, and we've put in these new roller blinds, which allow the light to come through but keep the heat out. So what we've done is we've increased the amount of sunlight going into individual rooms, but yet we've decreased the heat load in those individual rooms. The savings by not buying yards and yards of fabric for curtains has more than offset the added costs of purchasing the roller blinds. But the important thing is, the one way in which you can increase productivity in an office is to get more sunlight into it. And we're getting more sunlight in, we're getting less heat.
The Beard says they're not making any decisions on how to go green from the top down. Instead, he says they've put the question out to everyone in the CAO office.
These were based on a number of recommendations. They were staff generated. Those ideas came from our employees. We have refrigerators in each of the offices. Nobody wanted a clean refrigerator, so what they'd usually do is call me and say, we need a new refrigerator. One of our employees came up with the idea and reached out to a green cleaning a company here in the district, and we are taking refrigerators out of service, getting them cleaned using a green cleaning process, and then putting them back into the inventory. Every time we do that, we save $700.
In my next report,
one of the areas where we're going to realize some significant savings over the next year is in our IT management.
Amy Morris, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.